I'm going to read from a book called Yosher Divrei Emes from Rabbi Meshulam Feibish Mizabriza. Rav Arush brings him here and he says very strong Lashon. Rav Arush wants us to read this and enjoy it and learn from this. It says this: באמת רבים מבני עמנו המדומים בעיניהם מבני העולם חכמים גדולים התורה בגלל המנסתר. Really, many people of our nation, which they think in their own eyes, they think that they're huge Tamil Chachamim. They know the Torah, they know the Nigla Torah, they know the hidden Torah, they know everything. And they look at the Avir HaShemayim, and they think they reach a little bit of Torah, a little bit of Avir HaShemayim. But in truth, they didn't even merit to even the smallest, slight idea knowledge of the true Torah of Hashem, which is called Torah, that teaches us the way of Hashem. Why not? Like it says, like Rabbi Menachem Mendel from Permishland said about the Torah, it says in the first book, Tehillim, Torah Hashem Temima, right? Torah Hashem Temima. So he said, when it's the Torah of Hashem, when it's you learning the Torah, if you think you understood something from Hashem, it's not Torah Hashem. Torah Hashem is when it's Temima. Temima means it's whole, it's complete. When you understand the Torah is still complete, no one ever touched it yet, you understand that's you're learning Torah of Hashem. Okay? Because some people, they don't have in their mind, when they're learning Torah, to cleave to Hashem, to have fear from Hashem, to be a chariot to Hashem, to love Him through the Torah, like the Arizal says. And they don't even know what it means to cleave to Hashem. What does it mean to love and to fear Hashem? Because they think that the learning itself, that they're learning, that means loving and fearing Hashem. How could that be? But it's known that a lot of times these people, so many learners, they're into ballet, they're ballet new, they look at women all the time. Okay? And they do avos. And there's even people from the Goyim, like Madonna, which learns Kabbalah, right? Or whatever it is. That's what he says here.
You're not supposed
to know about it. I know already, okay. It's been many years ago. Many years already she learns Kabbalah. She's a big Kabbalah. Right? What? So she has cleavedness to Hashem. So the guy in which learns Kabbalah. And people could be sitting and learning all day. They think the actual learning, that's the cleaving to Hashem. That's not true. There's thought that's behind the learning of what cleaving to Hashem. Like putting on tefillin and tzitzis also has to depend on what you have in your head. It's all in the head. It's all in our head. Right? Because someone who is cleaved to Hashem, he cannot do any sin. He can't. He can't. He can't. Anyone can see on himself. When he feels close to Hashem, he walks in the street, it's easy for him to guard his eyes. And when he feels distance, and his prayer looks like it looks, so then it's harder for him. Yeah, how can you be cleaved to Hashem and be still in your taivas? Impossible. Someone's in the taivas, still not yet so close to Hashem. Hashem is always close to us, but he's not close to Hashem. What's the difference? What is closeness? What does that mean, closeness? It's all in the head, again. So Hashem, in his head, kibyachol, is always close to us. He always loves us. He's always with us. But we, because what we have on our head, that's how close we are to Hashem.
We also have to be careful in today's world. Because we have a celebrity, with likes you. Like Madonna, she likes Israel. And there are... You have this organization, Arab organization, goes around and contacts every celebrity to hate Israel, not to do anything. To have somebody stand up for that, I think is very important, very special.
The point here is not if it's special or not. The point is that the fact that you're learning Torah doesn't mean you're cleaved to Hashem. Not at all.
They may not even be learning what Torah is.
Exactly. I'm not saying against anyone anything. He's saying the idea, the concept. So how are you supposed, the Rambam says, how is one supposed to love Hashem? Who should yohav et Hashem, ahava gdola yetera, azza meod. Should love Hashem, a great, big, huge, extra love, that his nefesh will be attached to loving Hashem, and always you think about Hashem like someone who's, he falls in love to Hashem. He's always thinking of Hashem and Hashem and Hashem and how I'm close to Hashem. I'm going to learn now. I'm going to say. I'm going to guard my eyes for Hashem. I'm going to do everything because I love Hashem. Right? For example, a person he falls in love with a woman, he brings here. You're always thinking of her and thinking of her and thinking of her. That's how you're supposed to be with Hashem. Always to think of Hashem. He eats with Hashem. He sleeps with Hashem. He goes to sleep with thinking about Hashem. Right? Like we learn to love Hashem with all your might, with all who you are. We say it at least 3 times a day. That's his words. From his holy burning words, end of quote, yeah? We understand that the learning itself is not, doesn't promise a person anything. Adirab, on the contrary. A person, there was many people who were geniuses, and they were learners, and they lost a lot because of their so learned they were. Like Korach, Korach doesn't have a portion to the next world. You know why? And he was a big time chacham. That was his problem. Achitofel gave him the bad advice. He was a genius. He's huge.
He fell to the lowest point that's possible.
Mm-hmm. He betrayed
David HaMelech. He was at the highest and he went to the lowest.
Because he betrayed David HaMelech.
Jealousy.
There was Mashiach Shekel.
And he was a lady.
Who was a lady?
Korach.
Korach was a lady.
He was a lady too. You think
Mr. The lady, he's getting, everything.
He's still getting all the cover of the lady.
He lost it all. All the manhigei shekel, the mashiachei shekel, the false mashiach, you know those, like Shabtai Tzvi, you know these guys. People will say they're mashiach and mashiach will redeem you in a certain date. Yeah, all those that they were among the generations. It's all because they learned Torah. That's where they fell. If someone comes and he doesn't know anything, he can't say anything. All those because they learned Torah. So you see, the Torah did not help them go anywhere. It helped them go down to the worst places. Because they learned Torah without working on themselves, without tikkun abrit. They learned Torah with tumah.
And they come up with sources.
Ooh,
that
they know the whole Torah.
Not though. Making aliyah. They create sources.
They create everything.
That are not accurate. Talking about groups you're aware of. And they build on that false
I can't
research.
I can't put my finger on who says what, but I could just say in general. Okay? Yeah, they learned Torah, brought in them into them gaiva, and then they think there's something and there's somebody, and then they could argue, they could say, they have their own words, they could say things now. I learned so much, I have what to say. Yeah, that's why they're mistaken so much.
Arrogance.
So.